A new study looks at how women in northeastern Wisconsin have experienced the COVID-19 pandemic. In a lot of ways, the pandemic has had a disproportionate impact on women. Over the course of the last year plus, women have taken on more household responsibilities than their male partners, had higher unemployment rates than men, had negative health outcomes related to stress like hypertension and increased binge drinking, and more. These impacts are felt all across the country, including in Wisconsin. We're zooming into northeastern Wisconsin now to understand what the pandemic was like for women there. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Want to hear what happened in your household? Women, how has the pandemic impacted your life in the short term and in long-lasting ways? Did you deal with juggling work at home, or work at your workplace with kids suddenly not at school anymore? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Julie Keller is Executive Director of the Fox Valley Region Women's Fund. Julie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You surveyed over 1,000 women in northeastern Wisconsin earlier this year about their experiences during the pandemic. What kind of things were you looking to find out?
Yeah, we partnered with the four women's funds in northeast Wisconsin, and those are in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. And we really wanted to see what locally was happening. We've heard a lot of the anecdotal evidence and then a lot of the national statistics, so we wanted to really narrow in on northeast Wisconsin. And we wanted to look at things like their job, how they handled childcare and school, and even things like mental health and domestic violence during this time of the pandemic. So that was the purpose of our survey.
And one of the big stories, and I touched on it briefly in the setup there, who takes responsibility when the kid's home from school and one or both parents is working, that sort of thing. What did you find out in the survey from the women you talked to?
Yeah, one of the most dramatic impacts is really that combination of the remote work coupled with, you know, your sudden loss of childcare or your children aren't going to school. And so the survey's results showed that out of all of the family members, it was overwhelmingly the moms in the household who were responsible for that supervision of the children and the coordination of the homeschooling or online schooling. So of the women that were surveyed, 41% had children in the home enrolled in school. And then of those, two-thirds said they were the ones that primarily helped their children with their schooling or were responsible for the childcare duty. So we definitely did see an overwhelming number where it falls on the mom in the household to do those types of duties and take care of those responsibilities.
No surprise, stress, a concern for people since the pandemic started. What kind of things did you find out from women in the survey when it came to stress and mental well-being?
Yeah, we asked about that too, and over 75% of the women surveyed said that their daily stress was moderately higher or higher during the pandemic. So a lot of women definitely faced that higher level of stress. And what I thought was interesting too is they said they expected it to drop after, you know, kind of as we're coming out of the pandemic, but they did not anticipate it to return to pre-pandemic levels. So still that kind of ongoing stress that women face even after as we're coming out now of the pandemic. And two-thirds had a major or moderate impact on their mental health. So they definitely we saw, you know, combination with working and childcare and schooling and just everything in their lives being disrupted, that it definitely increased their mental health. We also asked about ability to reach out and get the counseling or therapy they needed. And 19% said they thought they needed therapy, but they were unable to obtain it. 21% did receive counseling or therapy, and 31% actually took prescription medication during this time to deal with the mental health stressors. So we definitely saw a big impact on women's mental health during this pandemic. And it looks like it's going to be lingering afterwards as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting and kind of disturbing point. A lot of the women didn't expect to go back to whatever normal was pre-pandemic. Do you have thoughts on what we do about that, how we can help people come back to better, as good as or better than before?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely want, you know, better than before, because we know that even pre-pandemic, you know, things were not necessarily good for women. And we know that with now having more flexibility in the workplace, You know, we had to work remote, so a lot of employers now realize that this is very doable and a productive way for their employees to work. I think that will help, but I think definitely that combination of childcare, which we know is a stressor for families. Childcare is very expensive for families. It's often their highest expense, maybe, you know, as high as their mortgage. So we know that is definitely a stressor. So, you know, I think these things are still out there and things that we still need to address as we look at kind of what that new normal is and what can we learn from the pandemic and what can we make better for women and for their families.
Talking to Julie Keller with the Fox Valley Region Women's Fund, looking at a survey they did of women in northeastern Wisconsin on how the pandemic affected their lives in a lot of different ways. You could join in at 800-642-1234, maybe with your own experience. Did the pandemic make more work in your household with, say, that kid learning at home instead of at school? What was the division of labor like? If you're a single mom, well, who did you find somebody to divide that labor with? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Julie, you also asked about financial well-being in terms of income and housing expenses, mm-hmm. things like that. What stood out to you about what you heard from women?
You know, the women that answered our survey kind of fell into that more middle class, if you will. You know, the median income was over $75,000. They had bachelor's degrees. But we did find that about 19% of the women who took our survey were furloughed or laid off because of the pandemic. The good news is that they were confident in paying their rent and their mortgage and, you know, their utilities and that sort of thing. So they were in a little more of a better economic spot to kind of weather that layoff. But we did see some of the women being laid off, but not have a huge impact on kind of their family's ability to pay your basic bills. So that was good. We also saw that children did, you know, for the women who answered this, their children did have access to technology to do the virtual schooling. You know, we know the school systems rushed, you know, to make sure we, you know, kids had Chromebooks and internet access and that sort of thing. So it looked like that was successful, at least for the women in Northeast Wisconsin who took our survey. So not as much of a financial strain for the women that took this survey, but we know that for some of the lower income women, that definitely was a challenge being laid off during this time.
You also asked women about domestic abuse and their experience during mm-hmm. the pandemic. What kind of things did you learn?
Yeah, you know, we heard, you know, during the pandemic, the safer at home order, and we also heard that it's not necessarily to be safe at home for everybody. So somebody who's in an abusive relationship, if they're not able to get away from their home or even go to their job or have places to go or services they can access, that's really an increased stressor for women. And we did see that where abuse was already prevalent in the home, that the abuse did increase. So for instance, the number before the pandemic, 24% of women disclosed that their partner sometimes, usually, or always argued or yelled with them. And this number increased to 38% during the pandemic. Things like criticizing the things that they do, that number rose from 23% before to 41% during the pandemic. So you can see that where it was already there, it intensified. And, you know, stressors with families and losing jobs and everybody being in the same house and not having that time away or not having your support systems in place, that was really a strain for families that were experiencing domestic abuse.
Big picture, Julie, as we look at the survey as a whole, it seems like one big takeaway is for a woman listening who found the pandemic particularly stressful, maybe some solace in the idea that it wasn't just them. They're not alone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think all women, regardless of our circumstance, found it really, really stressful, especially if you had kids, especially younger kids that really needed help with schooling, if you were worried about your job. Or just even if you had a full-time job that, you know, the expectations were still there, but you were also trying to juggle and having a child in your home who needed your attention as well as trying to do your work and all of that just really coming together, that I think it's very normal, you know, that that women were stressed and had mental health issues, and that it's okay to say that, and it's okay to ask for help even now. I mean, it's still a stressful time for all of us, even now, as we're trying to figure out what this new normal is going to be and how our lives are going to be going forward and what's going to happen in the fall with our kids. And, you know, there's still a lot of uncertainty. So I think just really knowing that that's okay, and it's okay to talk about that and ask for help where you need it.
Julie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Julie Keller, Executive Director of the Fox Valley Region Women's Fund, telling us about her organization's research on how the pandemic affected women in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk now about how the pandemic has affected the lives of women. Our next guest is Kathleen Gerson, a professor of sociology and collegiate professor of arts and science at New York University. She's the author of books including The Unfinished Revolution, Coming of Age in a New Era of Gender, Work, and Family. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 if you have questions or thoughts to share, maybe if you're a woman here in Wisconsin, on how the pandemic affected your life, your mental well-being, the work around the house, and who did it. Call 800-642-1234. Kathleen, welcome back to Central Time.
Why, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we heard about that survey of women in Northeast Wisconsin. Did that sound familiar to you from what you've seen around the country?
Extremely familiar. Very much reflects the wider trends nationally. And I think one of the more interesting findings that we're discovering is how similar these experiences were across the country, despite the fact that we think of this country as regions being so different and cities and suburbs and rural areas being so different, that there really are some unifying aspects of this experience, especially for women.
An interesting thing, based on the research and work you've done in the past, I know, and you haven't been on the show before, I know that pre-pandemic wasn't this timeless era,
right,
where nothing was changing. You've been following changes,
right,
in gender relations,
yes,
for a long time. Mm-hmm. How does the pandemic, I don't know, change that course, throw,
right,
a monkey wrench into things?
Very good question. Well, the first thing I would say is the pandemic, I think, did two very important things. First, it revealed a lot of patterns and challenges that American women are facing and American families are facing, including men in those families, that have been sort of under the radar and became quite clear during the pandemic. There's nothing like having the institutions you depend upon suddenly disappear to make these issues apparent in a way they weren't before. The second thing that the pandemic did was that it intensified them. Again, it made those issues even more problematic for people. And there's just no question we've been through and are continuing to go through a very intense and important period in our history, a potentially life-changing, society-changing period. And I think the real question now is, what happens next? What lessons can we learn from this experience? And are we going to take these issues more seriously now that we're so aware not only of their existence, but the depth and breadth of the ways in which they're affecting American families?
All right, you're doing your job, or my job, for me, Kathleen. What lessons can we learn from this experience?
Well, I think clearly there are several lessons that I would point to. The first is the need for the America of the 20th century to take seriously the ways that family life has changed irrevocably and to address that. And that means two things. It means rethinking how we think about and go about having and rearing our children in this society. And that means making sure that we provide for the kind of care that they need and the kind of supports that parents need. And the second is to rethink the structure of work. And again, this has already been happening, but it's been happening without almost any attention to the ways that both work and family are connected to each other. We know the workplace is changing. The rise, for example, of remote work is not new, but certainly was intensified and exacerbated during the pandemic. The rise in the insecurity of jobs, a very similar sort of development. And we also know that women are now, especially mothers, are likely to be breadwinners as well. And we can no longer assume that women are the primary and default caretakers in normal times and in times of crisis, that that they are also sharing the breadwinning and often the single breadwinners of their families. So those are the lessons that come from that recognition are fairly clear. I think what we need to do now is develop the political and social will to do the kinds of things we need to do to bring the country into the 21st century, both in terms of child rearing and in terms of the nature and structure of work.
Talking to Kathleen Gerson from New York University, sociologist there, looking at ways the pandemic affected the lives of women, changed family dynamics along the way. Kathleen, a perennial question. We've talked about it a lot here on the show over the years. In a two-parent household, a man, a woman, kids along the way, who does the stuff? You know, who cleans, who feeds the kid, who does the logistics, the planning, the school things. It tends to fall more on women. I think that gap has narrowed. But the pandemic,
right.
Now, more stuff to do. What happened?
Exactly. Yes. I'll try and sum it up very quickly. But, you know, the good news is that men are and fathers are doing more. The bad news is that they're still not doing nearly as much as women, especially when you take into account that women are now likely to also be working full-time and providing essential economic support for their families. And what happened during the pandemic is very similar. And At the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of optimism that that it might produce more equality in the home, with both parents more likely to be there, or in some cases, a woman might be out working on site and the dad might be at home. But I'm disappointed to report that as the pandemic proceeded, several things happened. Both parents, of course, did more, no question about that. But the gender gap between what men and women did and what mothers and fathers did remained the same and in some cases widened. I think one of the more surprising findings for me is that when schooling moved into the home, this actually increased inequality. I would have anticipated, especially because schooling is something that clearly both mothers and fathers can help their children with. It's not really the kind of thing that we think of as associated with one gender or the other. And yet, mothers took on most of that schooling. Fathers were less likely to be involved. But I don't think we should jump to the conclusion that this is somehow bad faith on the part of dads. I would rather point to the pressures at work. We know that women, for example, were more likely to lose their jobs, to pull back in terms of the hours they put into work than men. And men were, not surprisingly, likely to feel a great deal of pressure to hold on to their jobs and to prove that they were committed workers, even when the nature of the work had changed. And so rather than just focusing, I think, on what happens within the family, it's important for us as a nation to see what are the other forces at work that impinge on families and make it difficult for them to develop the kinds of practices that they would like to have. Survey after survey shows that, in fact, fathers want to be involved with their children and couples say they want more egalitarian sharing, and they continue to face a lot of obstacles. And in some sense, the pandemic made those obstacles even greater, and the sense of insecurity about what needed to be done even greater. Both.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Kathleen Gerson, who I hope we'll have back to talk more about these issues, professor of sociology at New York University, author of the book, The Unfinished Revolution, Coming of Age in a New Era of Gender, Work, and Family. She joined us to talk about how the pandemic has affected gender equality in the home.